When Mahmud finished his prayers and opened his eyes, he saw a small group of Austrians had gathered at the edges of the praying refugees. There were police officers there too, and more cars with flashing lights. Mahmud sagged. "They only see us when we do something they don't like," he thought again. The refugees had stopped to get down on their knees and pray, and these people watching them didn't do that, didn't understand. Now the refugees looked foreign again, alien, like they didn't belong. Mahmud worried what the crowd might do when the Austrians told them they didn't want them. Their march through Hungary had been peaceful until now. Would this turn into another fight that would see them gassed and handcuffed and thrown into prison again?
"Welcome to Austria,"
one of the Austrians said, in heavily accented Arabic, and others yelled, "Willkommen," and applauded. Actually applauded them. Mahmud looked around at Walid, who was as stunned as Mahmud. Was this some mistake? Did these people think they were something other than Syrian refugees? Suddenly, they were surrounded by Austrians, men, women, and children, all smiling and trying to shake their hands and give them things. A woman gave Mahmud's mother a handful of clean clothes, and a man worried over his father's cuts and bruises. A boy about Mahmud's age, wearing a New York Yankees jersey, handed him a plastic shopping bag with bread and cheese and fruit and a bottle of water in it. Mahmud was so thankful he almost wept.
"Thank you," Mahmud said in Arabic.
"Bitte,"
the boy said, which Mahmud guessed was German for "you're welcome." The Austrians, they learned, had seen their march on the television and had come out to help them. It was like that all the way up the road to Nickelsdorf, the closest Austrian town with a train station. White, native-born Austrians and olive-skinned Arab Austrians who had recently immigrated to the country filled the overpasses, throwing bottles of water and food down to them, bread, fresh fruit, bags of chips. A man next to Mahmud caught a whole grilled chicken wrapped in aluminum foil.
"We are with you! Go with God!"
a woman shouted down to them in Arabic. Mahmud's heart lifted. They weren't invisible anymore, hidden away in the detention center. People were finally seeing them, and good people were helping them. At last, Mahmud and his family reached the Nickelsdorf train station, where they bought tickets to Vienna, the capital of Austria. They traveled overnight by train, and when they arrived in Vienna the next morning, they bought tickets to Munich, a large city in Germany. In Munich, the response was the same as in Austria, only bigger. There were thousands of refugees at the train station, and moving among them were hundreds of regular German people, offering bottles of water and cups of coffee and tea. One couple had brought a basket full of candy and were handing pieces out to children. Mahmud and Walid joined the happy mob of kids around them and each got a couple of candies, which they wolfed down. A more organized effort was unloading a truck full of fresh fruit, and another group was handing out diapers to anyone with babies. Seeing the diapers reminded Mahmud of Hannah, and he looked up at his mother. He could tell she was thinking of his baby sister, too. She put a hand to her mouth, and soon she was working her way through the crowd again, asking anyone and everyone if they had seen her daughter. But no one had seen or heard of a baby plucked from the water. If the people who had rescued her made it to safety, though, they were likely somewhere here in Germany. Mahmud and his family would just have to keep looking. An official-looking German man with a name tag that said Serhat, a Turkish name, approached Mahmud's father with a clipboard in hand.
"Are you and your family seeking asylum in Germany?"
he asked in perfect Arabic.
Mahmud held his breath. Was this it? Was the end of their long, horrible nightmare near? Could they finally stop moving, stop sleeping and praying in doorways and bus stations? In Germany, Mahmud and his family could make new lives for themselves. Mahmud could finally find a way to reconnect with Walid. They could find Hannah, get his dad laughing and joking again, find peace for his mom. after coming so far, after losing so much, it felt like Mahmoud and his family were almost to the promised land. All they had to do was make room in their hearts for Germany, the way it had made room for them, and accept this strange new place as their home.
Yes, Mahmoud's father said, a smile slowly growing on his face. 1,000 times yes.